This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. So since we just talked about mud, let's make a little turn and talk about laundry, specifically dry cleaning. What if dry cleaning weren't really dry anymore? Some cleaners are heading in that direction as state and local policies push them away from chemicals used in traditional dry cleaning. They're moving instead to professional wet cleaning technology. In Seattle, Eilish O'Neill reports on a program encouraging dry cleaners to make the switch.
At Sun Cleaners in North Seattle, Hyun-Soop Kang and her husband Tae Park are busy pressing clean shirts, arranging them in machines that stretch and steam them to get rid of all the wrinkles. Kang and Park have owned this dry cleaning business since 1985. Kang says she first started to worry about the chemicals they were using when a woman at her church, who also owned a dry cleaner for decades, got sick. Kang learned the woman had stomach cancer.
At the hospital, they told her to quit dry cleaning. They said, "Don't do dry cleaning anymore. It's bad for your health." That is very scary.
At the same time, Kang was having her own health problems. She blames them on the chemical she and her husband used to clean clothes, perchloroethylene, or PERC for short.
The PERC hurt my chest and made me dizzy. It's horrible.
The EPA says PERC can cause headaches and dizziness. National Institutes of Health studies have found that people who work in dry cleaning stores that use perchloroethylene are at increased risk for some cancers and for kidney disease. A trade group representing perchloroethylene manufacturers disputes those findings, saying that evidence of cancer in humans is limited at best and often confounded by exposure to other possible carcinogens. State environmental regulators are also concerned about environmental effects. When perchloroethylene is spilled, it can leak through unsealed concrete and eventually into groundwater. The trade group says the risk of leaks is minimal because the newest dry cleaning machines only require a small amount of PERC and are sealed to prevent leaking. But Steve Whitaker, a toxicologist with King County Public Health in Washington, says wet cleaning is the best alternative.
The chemicals that are used along with the water in the professional wet cleaning process are a lot safer than the chemicals that are traditionally used with PERC dry cleaning.
So King County is offering $20,000 grants for dry cleaners to switch away from dry cleaning to professional wet cleaning technology. Basically, extremely precise detergents and laundry machines, which can be programmed to protect, say, suits and wedding dresses. Switching from dry cleaning to wet cleaning can cost anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000. One reason many dry cleaners might want to buy new machines is that it's possible they'll have to stop using PERC soon. The EPA has already ruled that dry cleaners in residential buildings have to stop using PERC machines by the end of 2020. And the agency could expand that ban, says Ashley Peterson, a policy liaison at Seattle's local hazardous waste management program.
So a big part of this program was so we could help our local dry cleaners.
Peterson says the reason the county is offering grants instead of handing down a ban is to make sure dry cleaners both stay in business and switch to the safest alternative to perchloroethylene. Back at Sun Cleaners, Kang says since she and Park took the grant to get the wet cleaning machine, she feels better.
I'm rich, Danny.
I don't get tired, not at all, after switching to this new machine.
Other places are also trying to transition away from perchloroethylene. California has passed a complete ban on PERC, which comes into force in 2023, and several other states have offered financial or technical assistance to dry cleaners to help them stop using PERC. In Seattle, I'm Eilish O'Neill for Marketplace.